God bless you.
Can't walk in the presence of God's people without being angry.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Bless you, Jesus.
Shame on you, folk.
Bless you.
How folk you folks sit right here.
Hallelujah.
And let that sister do that.
Hallelujah.
Not a one of you. Not a damn one.
Hallelujah.
Of you.
God bless you. Bless your holy name.
Get away from the organ.
Bless your name.
Get the hell out of here.
Bless your name.
You're not fit for the kingdom. You know that, don't you? What do I do wrong? Come on. That sister's over there praying, crying, hollering, and you all just sitting there.
Glory. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, you, every one of you.
God bless you.
I could hear none of you behind that.
God bless you. Bless you.
And they came across the path and said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with the Lord along. Boy, God. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. I speak to your shame. No, are they ashamed? Even sorry. God, are we an arrogant people? God, are we an arrogant people? Oh, my loving brother.
Ah, well, we heard that so long, and the world's not on fire. All things are contained as they were. And you can quote that book to all you fine Bible believers, and it doesn't move you at all. I prayed with you yesterday, I'd come here like that. Did I not? Three times. And come anyway. Why do you think God gets her over here early? Hey!
Oh, Jesus.
You wicked people. You're so wicked. Your spirits are so wicked. Your iniquity is so abounding. Oh. Even in your worship. Oh. She's not doing that to show out.
No.
Or to put on.
No.
The sister's for real.
Yes, Lord.
Stood up against all kind of opposition. From her own family. From her own kinfolk, from her own brothers. That's why I gave her a hug. God, that's how much God loves you. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, fools. Go ahead. Boy, oh boy. Would you please tell me why this house has fallen prey to the spirit of this age? Tell me. Tell me, please! Or shut your mouth, but you won't do that. You'll comment about this. Yeah, you will. You'll murmur. Yeah, you do. I use one of my favorite statements. I would love to give you some revelation concerning today, but you're not able to bear it. See how quiet you are? Not a one will confirm that scripture with me. I'm a living epistle.
Hallelujah.
Almost every word out of my mouth is literally written in the book.
Amen.
Where'd you get that word from, sir? Where'd you get it from? It was written in the book. It's written.
It's written.
And the only way it has power is if it's then spoken.
Amen.
Not only have you seen it written, you've heard it spoken.
Amen.
For faith comes by hearing the spoken word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy. You folk think you're ready for this final test?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Watch, there you go. I can feel now. Well, now, we did the best we can. You did? Who are you fooling? Yourself, aren't you? The main thing that's going to happen is people deceiving their own self. All right? Now, you don't know which scripture? Brother Brown, has to do with deceiving your own self. Anybody want to jump with it? Oh, you fine people. Boy, oh boy. We come aside, separate from the world so we would know what's going on so God could trust us with revelation and truth. There it is. Can you talk louder than that?
Either thinketh that he is something when he's nothing, deceiveth his own self.
Amen. You think you're an overcomer, don't you? And then you don't overcome. So who do you got to overcome? And you know what your answer to that is? Well, Michelle, what's going to go through your mind? You're battling around? You say, what about you? You're not an overcomer. You folks know what I've overcome? Does anybody here understand what I've been through, tested, tried?
Amen.
Would you want to stand up here and talk to people like this with my fleshly lifestyle, where I failed God 1,000 times? You ain't got a right to talk to God like that. That's how I know you.
Thank you.
I know about your flesh.
Thank you.
I was listening to one of my broadcasts this morning, and I said, this is a praying prophet. Is your head going like that? And yeah, why does the man, what the hell is he talking about? Why would he say something like that? Last night I heard, and I went real quick to the radio room, I heard, my sheep know my voice. They come when I call. And then when I called, some of you folk better stop your damn lying. All your sins that you commit cannot put you in hell. But that lying, all liars, all liars shall have their part. This is somehow we don't even know a lying spirit. I keep watching the news about Mr. Trump. Fake, 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 fake. He's a fake. The man is a fake. What are you talking about? You're president. No, I'm not.
No.
I don't vote. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm an ambassador of God. This world's not my home. I don't find no strength in the religious world or in the political world or in the financial world. You damn people, get the hell out. I pled with you not to come like this. I pled with you last. I said, don't walk into that tabernacle like that and divert me from carnal, rebellious. You like the way you are, huh? You're not going to make any kind of a change, are you? Because you're a leper. You can't change your spot. Your iniquity's so strong. It even comes out in your Christian testimony. I'm rich. I'm saved. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I gave all my money. You know what happened this week? Because I started talking about how I had a debt. And the only thing I could do with that was talk to God about it. And then come and I said to all you folk here, and how many times did I stood in this pulpit and said, and they kept back part. And you think there's some of you here still keeping back part. Yeah, keeping back your own will. And you're going to sit there so secure. And Jesus never failed.
No.
But so many of you fell from the grace of God.
Amen.
You don't like that one, do you? Do you? When God's grace can't save you, when God's grace will teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust,
Jesus.
We're not very teachable, are we? Are we? You got that scripture yet?
Yes. Wherefore,
never mind.
Ye doers of the word, not hearers only.
See, the moment I do that, the moment I have that brother read that, and you hear it, I know exactly where your mind goes. You're not a doer of the word. Yeah. See, and if I don't, then I got to watch myself that I don't defend myself. That I don't justify myself. I'm justified, but not myself.
Yeah.
I have been justified freely.
Grace.
Freely.
faith. And that's the only way you're sitting there. Under God's free grace. And you want it, but Sister Burgess, you just keep on doing that. And don't just do it here. Do it when you're driving home with Timothy. Just cry out. Let that old boy hear the word again.
Lord, thank you, Father.
When you get home with your husband.
Yes.
Your brother, bro. Well, this is Brother Burgess.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Brother Burgess.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You should be betrayed by brethren.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh,
God. How far you want me to go with this?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
It's going to end. The door's going to shut. Look, no, your face is just telling me, oh yeah, well that's true, but you know, I'm doing the best I can. Not good enough. Insufficient. Because thou sayest, I can think about that again as I start to come to talk. The Laodicean church. Now you all know that's the last church age. Now some folks don't even know about the church age. They go to church all the time. Nope, they know about the church, but they don't know that they represent ages. And ages is a time period that cannot be determined. That in the ages to come, look, I said, this is critical, and you're like, you study commentaries all day long, they won't talk about the church ages. They'll mention churches. That came by revelation. During this ministry. Now, I didn't say I was the head of it, but others contributed to it. Get out! Get out, please! Get out! Go out the door! Go ahead! Get out! You wicked people sit in my presence in this fight. No remorse. No remorse! I didn't say it. Nah! Proud boasters, blasphemers, not afraid to speak evil of the one man that God has dignified. He gave me some dignity. I got some dignity. Huh? And you too. You know how God dignify you? He gives you some dignity. We are sons of God. We're the church. We're the potential bride. What dignity! He's even helping you get your wedding garment ready. He gives you a good ironer and a good seamster. Somebody! Somebody in this place! What? What you waiting on, Lord? I'm waiting for somebody to touch me. And she gave me hiding in the press. How you mock me when I demonstrate that? When you just nonchalant receive this stuff, you're not encouraging. You responded righteously, sister. I came back because God said, give her a hug. She wasn't expecting me. She's on her face crying. I'd give Brother Burgess a hug too. I'd even give Timothy a hug. If he gave me a chance. Oh, he's hugging me, huh? See, last night, Pastor Rice sent me a text message. And they're out there listening. I know they're there. The text message said, Thomas Link is planning to be with us. Sabbath service. Hey, Tom, are you listening, Thomas Link? We're not linked up with you, Thomas. You're linked up with the wrong spirit. And you're mocking God with your damn lies, your perversion, your distortion, and your self-deception. Oh, Jesus. I dare you to call me now, Thomas.
Lord.
You devil. Oh, but there.
The other guy was put out of here. I didn't put him out. Who? You! I sure put you folk out, haven't I? By trying to get you to come on in. You won't come in, so you got to put... And see, then I said to you, they wouldn't do that. Somebody, Brother Patterson, where did they do it?
He went to the
day. They mocked him. Stop mocking me!
My Lord.
They mocked the messenger. Treat them lightly. Stop doing it! Boy, if that ain't a demonstration of love, what is?
Hallelujah!
Stop doing it!
Yes.
Well, who are you? Who am I? Sister Burgess, that's what God did with you.
Hallelujah.
You were going to a good church, teaching a lot of good things.
Yes, Lord.
Then someday, God, where did you first hear me?
WLAC.
You people are so despicable, it's unbelievable. I can't only get one of you to even now to strive to enter in. Just sit there. And even Zion. Woe be unto you! Woe! When you get before the judgment seat of Christ, don't tell him that he didn't warn you. Out of this whole wide world, he picked you out. And he had to find you. And he's brought you from a mighty long way, old boy. And why did you go back? I'm not, well, come on, we're looking back, people. Don't look back. Don't look back to your family, to your children, to your jobs, to your avocation. Don't look back. We're going to a new place. I can't even come up here and talk to this house. Something on my heart again because what's going on, but you can't do it. Oh, I can, but I'd have to just get you, by just the hour, I can do it. You think I don't hear that kickback? You folks still won't accept the fact that God has preserved me.
Hallelujah.
By giving me the discerning of spirits.
Amen.
Any spirits ever get on you? And the one that's getting on most of us today is the seducing spirit with a doctrine or something we believe from the devil. Devil will tell you you're all right. Tell him, I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell him, I'm all right. All things. Everything gonna be all right if they're in Christ. You know, people, I keep getting on radio once in a while. I'm maybe 7 years old. I have preached more than any man that's ever lived on this earth. Period. More than Jesus. More than Paul. More than... Just calculate it. If I'm telling you the truth, and I believe I am, no matter how much you try to tell me I'm not, I still believe. Don't know how I do it, but I believe. You calculate it. I started preaching when I was 16. The progress was along us preaching. And just on this ministry alone, this one right here. How many hours a day is my voice being heard?
Hello.
You calculate. You got good calculations. 24 hours a day. I got a call this morning from Australia, another one from New Zealand, one from Poland, one from Italy. Can I throw them out? And when Jesus heard, he cast them out. How did you get in here? See, we've heard this story too. Time and time again, we've heard this incident in the Bible. The kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of God. What good news, huh? The mystery, the kingdom of God, within you, which is righteousness and peace. Not your righteousness, not your peace, not your joy, but the joy of the Lord, the righteousness of God. That's the kingdom of God. That's the investment that God made in you. Whoa! Whoa! While we were yet sinners, he dignified himself and died for you. Him. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Well, the Baptists sing that. Somebody of God sing that.
Jesus, because he first loved me.
Tribulation, trying of your faith.
Amen.
Or your love. That's what it's doing. How's your love doing? Sister Rose and I, we spent a lot of time together. And she forgets everything. And the Lord said to me, don't she know that if she wasn't with you, because you have to watch for her soul, cause she'd lose her soul. She loses her phone, she loses her back. Lose about everything she ever put her hand to. And she always did the best. But her best is just not good enough. And the Lord said to tell her. Because I tried to tell you that the reason that came about was because what did I tell you? I'm watching for the soul. Yeah, I am. And his too. And yours too. Because you ain't watching. No, no. You ain't watching. Love your neighbor as you do yourself. Do unto others. You know what you're doing to me? What are you doing to Jesus?
Amen. Oh, yes.
I'm quoting scripture after scripture to you.
Yes, yes.
See, and I told you, doesn't that? You can't change right now, can you? And unless you determine that you will not again come into God's presence like this, it's going to take a lot of self-examination. And stop comparing yourself. I do better than you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
If we'll not watch, well, if you can't watch the time, watch the watchman.
Hallelujah.
See, a lot of these guys say they're watchmen, but they won't watch me, because I'm the sign. Tick, 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 tick. And they don't like when I talk about you. Because I mentioned Brother Patterson.
Hallelujah.
Anybody know why I mentioned Brother Patterson?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Because one night I was in my ready room and he sent me a little old email. Because he went home troubled about things I was doing.
Right.
How could a man of God do that?
Oh.
Especially a prophet. Am I telling you this right?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And you were saying, Mike, did I make the wrong move?
Oh, God.
Bring my family down here. They tried to do it with Craig.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just look at you.
Oh,
that's the reason I had him do what he does. Because he took his Bible, which is a good place to go.
Amen.
You want an answer about situations? Open up the book. You're in it. You're there. Jesus loved the little children. You know, little children. Jesus loved the little children. Oh. Japanese, black, white, red, blue. Jesus. Boy, oh boy. Some of you folk ought to wake up why he should love you. That's because he's love. He doesn't make himself love. God is love.
Glory. Glory. Yes, he is love.
A parent that chastises a child loves it.
Yes, Lord.
I wish somebody, my God, somebody's house. Oh. That's a mourner's bed, you know. That was made by Brother Lawrence. Shipped down there by truck. Because Brother Lawrence was the old-fashioned preacher boy. Then he turned on me. Because Brother Lawrence should have moved here. See? But he didn't. Then he finally died. Then he sent his thing over to his wife. And then these guys got the wife down here. And got the land. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I know your children. I know your wives. I know you. Amen. God knows you.
Yes.
My Jesus knows.
Yes,
yes, he knows.
Now somebody tell me something about that. My God, I came running up the highway one day. Ran into the dining hall and says, God told me to tell you something. Tell him I need him. Can you picture that? Everybody else is telling you, you need God. And God said, tell me to tell you. He needs you. It makes no difference how I preach to you folk. Cut me not, Mary. For I have not yet ascended. Why?
Glory.
He had to get Peter to take back his denial. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? And then Peter finally said, Lord, no more shuck. You know I love you. Isn't love. Oh, that love of God. He knows how to love. Some of you folks just not going to move, are you? Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. God's been very long-suffering, but his long-suffering is going to end. You better count the long-suffering of God as his intent to save you. But his long-suffering is going to end. All things concerning Christ has an end. His grace is going to end. His mercy is going to end. His love is going to end. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Reach, Brother Stanley.
preach and preach, nobody's going to hear me. Again, they shut their ears. I'm preaching like Stephen did. Trying to remind you all the great things God's already done for you. And they close their ears. Now what am I supposed to do about that? That's not talking about you and me. What happened to Stephen? What's going to happen to me? Oh, I don't believe that. That'd be nice. With the joy. Let him burst through that door right now. It's not time yet, is it? Tick, 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 tick. Do you have time? I'm a prophet of time. I know what time it is. Boy, you poor people. I don't have much more time. Not even in the natural. If God wasn't even involved at 87 years old. Now, I know, I read this morning, a man 119 years old. But that's one in billions. And I have no doubt in my mind the devil keeps a lot of folk alive. So he can use them. You know, so many people that's 90 years old. What keeps you alive? Oh, I chewed tobacco. I drank me a glass of beer every day. Any of you guys ever seen any of this?
Yes.
One guy, 115 years old. Well, what do you attribute for a year-long life? He said, women. Women kept them alive. You poor saps! You just don't have it, do you? You believe a lie so quickly, you won't believe the truth. Oh. Oh, because they received not the love of the truth.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Because they received not the love of the truth. Oh, of a manifestation of God's truth.
Amen.
But you sinned. And God says sin. This is a faithful saying. A saying of the faithful one.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. A sinner is someone who just sins. I talked to Sister Chase down in Mississippi. I used a little bit. God forbid that I should sin in ceasing. Don't let Brother Link. See, what I did with Brother Link was Pastor Rice wrote me. God damn it. Is my voice so babbled you can't understand it? Is that what it is? You get another voice. No, I did not. See, I like to talk to you about it, but Pastor Rice sent me a note that Brother Link had contacted him. He was going to come to Grace Community for service. Now, Brother Link, from his words, he comes up in the north. What the hell would go out there for? See? He won't come here because he said, I said, if he comes, he's got to come to stay. And you don't want to stay. Okay? Then stay away. Stay away, folk. We don't want to deal with me, then stay away. I'm going to quote my scripture, my little things, these time and time again. Way before I ever met any of you, all you fine spiritual people. You know, Sister Burgess, I haven't received from you. There's a prophet in South Carolina. Because I just went ahead and be a prophet whether you said it or not. That was for your benefit, not mine. You didn't make me a prophet. I ordained you a prophet. I received that from God. I don't believe him. Boy, there's so many things to talk. There's a few out there who are determined about their soul. And they're in dire situations. Our world's crumbling. They're being tossed back and forth by Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is a liar. Amen. And we can't discern a lie. Still trying to figure out if Mr. Trump does get elected. They even wonder if he even leave the office. They're talking about him putting sandbags around it. He'll have a few full military guys with enough firepower to blow you away. That's what he says, just blow them away. And what he's been saying lately about our troops, he said, I didn't say it. We had them. He started with John McCain. Does anybody know what he said about John McCain? He became a prisoner. I don't like people to do that. Hey! You hear that? He said, I just put the flag up for his funeral. Isn't this something? None of this stuff moves you. None of it. And the only reason I talk about it, because that's what the Antichrist is going to be, a liar. He's going to set himself up and say, I'm God. And all you fellows who believe in Jesus, you're losers. You surrendered. You've been fighting a good fight of faith. You're just a loser. What do you expect to gain out of that? That's what he actually mentioned to. I heard a captain this morning. What are you guys fighting in Afghanistan? What do you get out of it? Are you going to get paid? That's the way this guy talks. The love of money. He's Mr. Money Man. He buys and sells. I'm on the air, folks. Been right into Washington, D.C. or Air Force One or two or three. I hope he takes me to see the Pope of Rome on Air Force One. They can land it over here. Put a helicopter and land right up, pick me up, and tell you how to do it, sir. You folk won't budge, will you? I said it how many times a day. Seems to be no movement in your spirit towards truth and righteousness. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
God so graciously showed you the other day with that man right there.
Thank you, Father.
Would you like to see it again? He can demonstrate it. You, why, you all know he had a right to talk back to me like that. What did I say to him? I said, get out! And he got around, and out he went. And now I said, this is why you guys, if I sit down here and say, hey, man, God bless you, you'll be out that door free and shake a stick at it. Got your cars and trucks all ready for a getaway. I said, get out. Nobody was there. And what did he do? And then what did he do? And he came through the words saying one thing. Something that I taught him. About Jonathan. Because Jonathan would tell how he recovered himself. Well, Jonathan, you're not doing so good right now, Jonathan. You're taking too care of self. So you're not going to recover your place in God. You know, people, if you folk would just wake up. All these men you heard about, where did you hear about them? Where? I wonder where the world hears about you. From a small farm in the state of South Carolina, in the United States of America. The voice, the one voice, the only voice. No, you aren't going to add to its voice, you can become part of it, but you're not going to add to it. It's full and complete. Got the complete message? And the only way you can do that is if you get a chance to testify. And I've been so betrayed with testimonies until I'm convinced and persuaded. Well, just get rid of me, God. If my testimony is not complete, just get rid of me. I always had a mirror up here. Best I can do is just try to give you an expression in your faces. Then I even said, one of the first things God told me, don't be afraid of their faces. Son of man, I'm going to send you to most rebellious people. Don't let their faces stop you. I'm not afraid of your face. Some of you folk need a change of face, but that will not come about without a change of heart. Referring to the abundance of the heart, the faith talks. The eyes are the windows to your soul. And boy, I'll tell you, your soul is in bad shape, folk. I don't believe you. Do we read the Bible? We think it's just today, both times, new translations, new interpretations, new revelations from women, from men. That's not the way to come. For the Lord God will do nothing without first revealing His secret of what He's going to do to His servant, the prophet. Now that got me in trouble when I first started with that, with the hammer man. How many of you folks got a hammer? Going to hammer me. And it's amazing. Here I am again. Beautiful day. If I get through this one, because they're out there listening. Yeah, they are. You're trying to trap me in my words, just like some of you are doing. Several times I went back. My computer for something I printed out several times and I just stagger with it. God help me stop the staggering. Stagger not.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Stagger not. Abram staggered not. Tell your son Isaac, you ought to read it. Read how God said to him, take your son, your only son. Did God give His only son?
Yes.
Are you begotten of God?
Amen.
Are we sons? Yes. Is God going to give His only begotten sons to shut the devil's mouth?
Hallelujah.
That's my son.
Hallelujah.
Yes, son.
Yes.
How many times have I stood in place called my beloved son Timothy? How many times have I done that? My beloved son, Timothy. And I was really wondering if he's going to come this morning. Because he's drifting too far from the shore. You can't do your own lifeboat. You can't seek your own life. It's going to sink. Except you abide in the ship. See, I don't know why the hell we sit right there and defy me on things like this. Except you abide in the ship. You cannot be saved. Well, you had faith in God before you ever heard me. You were already a believer. So when you really heard the prophet, it wasn't too hard to believe, was it? I had nothing to do with you. You're believing. All I need is to continue on in that belief. I didn't find you. He found you. I wasn't even looking for you. But He was. I am so glad that Jesus found me. Wow. guys, Nipponese, said themselves, I'm so glad.
I'm so glad
that Jesus
loved me.
And he used Craig Mack to do it. Isn't that something? He used Craig Mack. Where did you first meet Craig?
Japan.
In Japan. And when Craig Mack said, I got out of New York, got my car filled up and took my family. And that was that one and that one. His family. His family had two wives. Two wives. One a Muslim, one a Japan. But both sinners. And you can shake Craig. You can shake a boy. The guy said to him, how can you be a part of that cult? I'm not a part. We're not a cult. We're the body of Christ. We are a chosen generation,
a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people.
Somebody. A bit. They knew the law. They kept the Sabbath. Probably still do. But then you saw the light. And then God brought you out of darkness. I saw the light. No more in darkness. Do that. Yeah, he said, think yourself happy. Come on, start thinking happy. Happy are your servants. Happy are your maids. Happy are your wives. Happy! Happy!
I was just looking for another one of Brother Richard's mail. He sent me a picture of the Christ Rescue Mission. Then he showed me a picture of Brother Richard. What picture did he send me? He forgot. That's the last one you sent me? Well, I do declare. Charles Frisbee, the one that murdered his parents. He also sent me a newspaper article. Where in that article he mentions how he had dinner with me. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I still remember sitting, Charles, don't you tell these people God told you to kill your husband, your mother, father. Made special trip to Boston. Make sure he wouldn't do it. If he would have told him, they said, he's crazy. Don't you tell these people I made you come here. Then when you get a complaint, I didn't bring you out. He brought you out. He brought you out all right. So y'all stop doing all wrong. Understand. Charles Frisbee is a good-looking fella. And I told you how Charles Frisbee got the way he was. He belonged to the Navy. And he got saved over in Charleston. And he just flipped his lid. Everywhere he went, he'd talk about Jesus. To his neighbor, didn't want to go, so he thought he was crazy. So they threw him in a neighbor hospital and doped him up. They wouldn't do that, would they? You folk know when you join the Army and Navy, they dope you up. Try to make you feel like you were doing something great. Our country's a lie. We're a nation who learns war. That's why I'm so glad when Jesus comes. The nations will learn war. No more! Hallelujah! Well, not the worker or the enemy to defeat it. Satan lost a soul he thought he had. Glory, hallelujah. I got that one. Nah, Jesus said, that one belongs to me. Now I belong. Edward was trying to help me out yesterday. Well, technically. Because one of our sisters heard Jackie say that the New Jerusalem will come at the end of 1,000 years. And Rich... and oh, Edward, he grabbed his Bible. Read. Technically. That old checkbook. But see, that has to be revealed. The New Jerusalem is the bride of Christ. That's adorned. And I saw the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. A bride already prepared for a consummation. And that consummation going to take place right here and there. And then when that consummation takes place, there'll be sinners saved, there'll be sinners rejected. See, people, you can't figure. The Bible does not tell you a sinner will die. There'll be no death. In 1,000 year period, there'll be no dying, only living. They don't got it. They're heaven. Well, technically, yeah, our sinner should live to be 100 years old. Why? Why? Why is it going to be a few sinners there? Because God has determined to save sinners in every generation, in every dispensation, in every period of time. And that 1,000 years is a period of time. Time doesn't end there. Boy, you folks sit there, and I say things like that. What a bunch of mockers we are. God don't know what he's saying, does he? All right, technically.
All right. Matthew 2, chapters, probably a few verses from chapter. And
hold it. They're looking at you. They don't hear you.
Too much to read. So
oh, will you stand up and talk, you big mouth?
Glory. All right, chapter 20. And I saw.
Hold it. Chapter 20, where?
Revelation.
These folk ain't going to get it, brother, unless you clearly lay it out. Revelation.
Chapter 20.
Chapter 20.
Verse. One.
One.
Okay. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of
the
bottom.
Don't look at the way to look at that.
Having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil.
Yes.
And Satan. And bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years.
He's not even
going to
just say that. He's going to turn him loose at the end of the thousand. He'll go out and deceive the people again. Oh, damn you, it's in the book, folk. Get the hell out of my presence. I know what I'm preaching. I've had that word revealed to me. You understand that? Hey, peanut brain.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Why are you, brother? You to ask him. Ask him. That's what you did.
Glory.
You ask him.
Oh, God. Jesus.
And he took that old book where it's written. Hold it up where it's written.
Glory.
And who's he talking to?
He
was
talking to Job. He
said there's none left. He wasn't talking to Job. He talked to the devil.
Yes,
Lord. I'll get you, Satan. You moved me. You made a claim about Job. Does he serve you for naught? I see why Job served, because you blessed him so well. He serves for what he gets out of it. Let me touch him. Job loves me. How do you know that? Because I love Job. What's wrong with you people? Where the hell are you?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
And that's where God said back. He said, none like Job. He said, you move me against him. You ask for permission. And I said, yeah, because Job served you for naught. He served you because you bless him. No, he said, Job served me because I'm God. I don't need God's blessing if I got God. My Lord God. Oh. We don't need this farm. We got God. We don't need it.
After that, he must be loosed a little season after the 1,000 years. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them.
What did before? To finish? Well, I started.
Right.
I'm a finish with that devil. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you.
And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Then
chapter 21, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And a new earth.
Hallelujah.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
No.
And I, John, saw the holy city.
Hallelujah.
The bride of Christ.
Yeah.
Who for 1,000 years lived with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Glory.
Now he said, I see him manifested.
Yeah.
And after 1,000 years, there will be no more time.
Yeah.
So that holy city, that holy bride, that holy people, that holy nation will live and reign with him for eternity. My God! No more dying, no more crying, no more sighing, no more sin. I must have said it to you a thousand times. But Jesus come the second time to save his people from their continual sinning. He's going to change us and we'll sin no more. Somebody! We shall be changed. After that, a sinner. There won't be no more sinners. He's going to make an end of the sinners, end of the transgressor. He's going to finish it all. And then he's going to deliver the kingdom back to the Father. Somebody! Boy, it pleased the Father to bruise him.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And Jesus let the bruising come. He turned his back to the spiders. Why don't you people repent of your damn carnal thinking?
Oh, bless you.
That I don't know business. That ain't going to work. Don't stand before God and say, I didn't know. That ain't going to work. God said, I don't know, man, who kept telling you day after day after day after day what you should know. Now, let me tell you, the other day, you heard me do this. You watched me do it. I told you I did before with Sister Stair. How many times I've done it with you. You tell me what I've done. See? I walked into the office. Mark, are you here? Poor Mark, bless his heart. And he began to tell me how we didn't have enough money to cover our farm expenses. Because all these brothers around here, they want some, they go get the credit card, bingo. So now we got to pay. We don't buy on credit. When our credit card comes due, we pay it. Well, that's all right when it's $200. But when it's $40,000, I think it was 42, you ain't going to have enough money to pay it. Hey, look, I'll pause for just a moment. When you go out, get out. You folks don't get yourself ready to hear this kind of stuff. What a really remarkable thing. Man. Your faces are so closed. Closed face. I immediately went down to the dining hall, and I spoke to all of you, as far as I know. How many folks come to the dining hall? Everybody here. Except Timothy right now. He used to come, but he don't come to much anymore. Out of my bondage, sorrow, and shame, and Jesus I come. Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. I get up in that dining hall sometimes so worn out, but I get back down to the house, and I go to him. Are you weary? I got all the stuff laid on me. And God laid on him the iniquity. Wow. Of them all. So I must tell Jesus. And when I can't deal with it anymore, I get you off like Stuart. You just keep knocking me and I say, get out. If I was you, I wouldn't wait till God throws you out. Because most of you ain't going to do like Dennis. Everybody know what Dennis done? Came right back in. I said, well, I told you to get out. I'll recover myself. I said, what are you doing, Dennis? And then he remembered me saying, you're going to tremble. You can fear my words. You are going to fear my words. You are going to fear them. That's called the fear of God. We don't fear God's word. The fear of God, he's lost it. Here they go again. God used that judge, spoke of fear. But how remarkable that he didn't stop me from coming up here. He could have put a gag order on me. Why won't you? Oh, you want to do it, huh? You want to gag me, don't you? I told Marcus, I'll get the money. So I came down, I talked to all of you. And because I talked about how many of you fellas held money back. Larry had 7,000. You got it all, Larry? Just about. So he just about, is that all? Huh? I gave them all. What am I going to do if I run out of money? The Lord will make a way. See, and that's what he done for me. I told you for years. What are you going to do, Promise Dare, when you ain't got no money? I said, well, we'll have to find out, won't we? And you're all sitting there going, head going like that. Well, you see, just the other day, WWCR hollered at me. I offered to pay him $10,000 or $15,000 less than he wanted. Then Mr. God accepted. But now where's the money? Well, we still got money in the church account. So the other day I said to Mark, write the check, send it to WWCR. It's over there right now. When you go to the post office next time, you'll take it down. Hey, people, don't sit there like that. Go on, get out. Go ahead. I'd rather have you get out than shut me out. Boy, these people, poor people. God. See, I could tell you how I do things. For instance, the other night, Sister Rose wanted to water the flower pot. Now, them flowers are not my baby. But I helped put the diaper on them. I helped feed them. And she's out there trying to water them because, no, it ain't going to rain or it's going to rain. So all of a sudden she says to me, I can't get the little sprinkler to work. Now, you and I worked on it before, remember? So I went out there, and while we were trying to get it to work, it broke. Because it's cheap. Hope we never buy one like that again. If we're going to go buy some, let's buy the,
oh, bless you, Jesus,
the best they got.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I could have went to Dennis and said, we don't have the sprinkler, but I guarantee he can mow the sprinkler. He knows it. Sprinkler on. Yeah, he does. Sure. In fact, he had some on front of the dining hall the other day. Little ones like that. Very dependable ones.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Very good ones. Still got them?
Yep.
See? I also ordered one on off the eBay. It should come here a day or two. The reason I ordered it because I wanted to check how strong it is. Hey, folk, I have pleaded with you all morning long. Get out. Your damn minds. So while she was gone yesterday, I said, Marilyn. He goes, I said, Marilyn, do we have any more of the sprinkler hoses around here? Yeah, I'll find one. And before I knew it, he had it laid all out there. And when Rose first came home, she didn't even notice it. It was just water in that little old thing. So we have, I said, where'd you get them at? Well, he said, we had them out in the boysenberry. Ain't that pretty good? Am I saying this right? He said, we won't need it out in the boysenberry right now. Some of you people are so, your iniquity is so engraved. It makes you hard. It makes you resist God. Resist the truth. You do always. Now, one of you likes to call Marilyn because he says, when I talk, he gets terrified. He feared my words. Because one time I almost bodily threw him off this land. So I asked you folks to give me your money. Make the little old go and get the money out of the bank. She turned in $3,000, close to it. God, do I have to go on with this? These people won't even try. They're so hardened. They won't show no submission. They won't show no humbleness. I'm looking right at you, people. How many times have I sang a little song to you? If a nest of live hornets would turn loose in this room, I wouldn't have to make you get out. Don't you see? Why, you and old hornets start buzzing around your head. How about you, Kevin? How about you, Larry? You wouldn't mess with that hornet's nest, boy. I remember that day. I'll take care of it. I went right at you, hornet. Yeah. I should talk to him. Hey, hornet, you better not bite me, because you're a dead hornet if you do. What would you do? I'd kill it. The hornet landed on my head. He's a dead hornet. Snake come around me. I said, boy, you start messing with me, you're a dead snake. Because I got a scripture. They show tread. Come on, you serpents. You poisonous vipers. Now,
out there, why don't you preach something new?
Yes, sir, that's what Paul found out. Went up to Mars, I Hill, and the word new is actually used there. Look at that. Most of you folk have no conception of that story, do you? The word new is there. They kept trying, making gods out of everything, because it's looking for something new.
Hallelujah.
The old way didn't work. Don't you understand your old ways ain't going to work? So you're looking for something new? See what I'm talking about? You see, now you can sit right there and your mind will go, yeah, you're like a pinball machine. Who got it?
Strangers, which were there, spent their time in nothing else.
Whoa, hold it now. Listen. Anointed by God, right here. They had time for nothing else.
But either to tell or to hear some new
things. Yes, sir, boy, let me hear something new or tell something new. Any more to it, brother?
Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said,
"Hey,
ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are."
Hey, people at the overcomer.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I perceive. Most you ain't satisfied with the prophet.
Thank God.
Or the brother and sister you got to live with. You think more of your family than you're the family of God. Hitting it right on the head again. Looking right at you. Looking right at you, folk. Always looking for something new. Join the church of your choice. Pick the woman of your choice. Pick the lifestyle that you choose. Pick the car you choose. Pick the job you choose. Choose where you're going to live.
Hello.
I can tell you right now, Biggie, that if I'd have choose somebody to come and live here, it would have been you. Now I have to end up with getting a hug from her. I love to hug women, but God have mercy. Look at this one. Take it easy. Boy, them arms. Wow. But they do pretty good in cleaning houses.
Yes, sir.
Can you get that in the shower?
Yes, sir.
You think that shower can clean that big arm off?
Yes, sir, all the way around. Yes,
sir. Now, she's very nice right now, huh? But a few more months, we'll see.
Oh, bless
you. Yeah, I'm just warning you. Because after a while, the routine, and don't seem like we get any dividends for it. You know, we're just working for nothing. That's right. Isn't that right, Jerry? And so we'll let nothing, even though we're working for nothing, we'll let nothing separate us. I am nothing. Boy, they love me, Lord. They just love me. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, well, you ain't Jesus. So the Lord said to me, Jew, okay, I'm going to ask everybody here, and you all did pretty well. I'm not sure you all turned in all you have. In fact, when the little girl went to get a check, I should leave some in the checking account. It still belongs to God, though. And we could possibly lose that. Because the banking system going to go. And they had enough to invest anywhere. Sister back there told me that the money she sends is done through PayPal. Is that automatic? Huh? But is it automatic? Yeah, every month she got... One day she might get a notice back. Credit card, no good. They're changing credit cards. Then she'll have to probably get another one. Where do you work? How much money do you make? I don't know why you folk don't believe me. It ain't going to be so easy to pay your pal. PayPal. You folk won't budge, will you? Your ability to comprehend what I'm saying, or even why I'm saying it. I remember I told you how God told me to tell Teresa, we're going to find out whether I'm God's man or not. So I came back up and I said, Father, and I went on the radio. I did the same thing with this. In fact, while I was doing that during prayer time, it was during prayer time. And before prayer time was over, phone rang, said 30,000 is on its way. And it came. And yesterday, I found out that he's able to do exceedingly, because all I was asking for was 30, and he said 90. So I told Mark that day to pay WWCR 90,000. So God sent the money. He must not know what he's doing. Not even so much WWCR, because they wanted over $100,000. It's a chicken. We got chicken coming that we get for 30 cents a pound on its way.
Hallelujah.
All because I said, come on, let's make a deal. I thought we could deal with the guy over here, but he can't do it because he's just a distributor. But he went all the way to Chicago. He said, I got some folk down here who want to pay 30 cents a pound. And they said, okay. So I said, how much they'll take, though? Well, how much you get? So they told us. And we're going, it's on its way.
Hallelujah.
How are you doing with the priest, Terry?
So good. So far, Minister. And every hour. Hallelujah.
So when the chicken gets here, be ready for it. When all these folk come out, I'm looking for a great big old chicken dinner. We even figured how much it takes for this crowd. Now, but it's full. All right, folk, we're going to go out to dinner now. Can you picture three or four of us sitting here? Hungry as a bear. And I was telling you, you ain't never ate chicken like we got around here. We got chicken that was sent. Those poor, them old chickens out there, they were sent. Yeah, I sent for them.
Hallelujah.
And they sent them here. How they doing, brother? Pretty good? Did we butcher any of them yet? Not yet. When can we butcher them? You'll take a look at them. That is a beautiful sight. To go out and look at them. And they chicken, don't you know what's going to happen to you? Yes, I. Yeah, I thought I'd tell you about how God supplied the money again. They used to. Yeah, the check's in the mail for WWCR now. When you go to the post office on Monday, you got to carry it down in. Because they didn't say, when are you going to send the money? When are you going to send the money? So I wrote them down and sent. When are you going to send Jesus? When are you going to send Jesus? They already sent the Holy Ghost. That's Christ in you. Holy Ghost. All to you the Holy Ghost sent. Wow. 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 Boy, oh boy. I wish somebody would run. Brother, why do you always howl about running? Because they didn't wait upon the Lord? So renew their strength. They shall run.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
How about you, Sister Parker? You use your strength renewed? Well. She called
God that wrote it. Well, that's the way she wrote.
Hallelujah.
Had to move her arms a certain way and her legs a certain way because it hurt her, rubbed it. Hey, Sister Powell, run here. I'll meet you halfway. If you fall, I'll pick you up. Have I ever picked you up?
Yes.
You're short.
Yes.
Ever picked you up?
Yes.
Now, the people sitting out there, well, why don't you talk about current thing? Look, we are in the time period when the Antichrist shall be revealed.
Amen.
We here believe that revelation has to come through a prophet.
Amen.
It will have to be a special prophet,
yes,
that's been raised up for that special deal.
Yes.
Just like John the Baptist was.
Yes.
He was a special prophet.
Yes.
You are a special people.
Hallelujah.
So we're all going to prophesy.
Hallelujah.
The testimony of Jesus Christ,
yes,
is the spirit of prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Somebody!
Hallelujah.
So when I reveal who he is, I need you to back me up.
Hallelujah.
Because if you don't back me up, if it reveals you. See how that spirit of Antichrist will reveal? When they heard that judge, I'm telling you, when these so-called brothers, they thought they wouldn't have to deal with me no more.
Hallelujah.
They're going to outdeal me.
Hallelujah.
Question of authority. I never give you authority over these people. That's my care.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I watch for their soul, and then you watch me.
Hallelujah.
Don't like what you see, do you? The no man. How would you like to have to preach that?
My Lord.
I'm a man. Let no man deceive you by any means. I must be God's man because he sent me that money.
Hallelujah.
I must be God's man because I told you how to buy the chicken. We sat right in the dining room the other day and Edward was telling us how he got a good deal. I said, man, you didn't offer him something?
Right.
Do I have to go through it again?
Hallelujah.
He was excited because he sent me that. Because we used to pay how much for it? Now we got David sold this time for 35.
Right.
I said, then why'd you make him a deal? See, the reason why, because sales are bad. Money, I don't care what they, our economy is not in good shape. Mr. Trump is a liar. He won't even use his own money like he said. You know why? Because he hasn't got it.
Amen.
So he makes a deal.
Yes.
Woe be unto you, rich men, for you will weep.
Amen.
Mr. Trump brags about his riches. Now he's weeping.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it something? I don't know if he's talking in Greek. Talking another tongue with most of you people. Let no man deceive you. Mr. Trump is a man.
Amen.
Mr. Trump has actually said the things that he says to speak. When you talk about John McCain, you can hear him. Right on public television. He wasn't a hero. Got himself
wounded prisoner. Now he's called all the military who've been fighting in Afghanistan, and even the ones over there at Normandy. He said, what did they do this for? That's what he said. Because they wanted to honor that get out people. I'm so damn tired of the way you, every time I start talking about anything, your eyes go blank. Are you paper readers? Are you internet people? You, if you look, you'll see it. When he went over to Normandy, 5,000 Marines over there who were destroyed. He said, why'd they do that? Because Mr. Eisenhower said, we got to really confront Hitler. Know that the guy that climbed that wall with the president back looking back, send some more. We're going to whoop Hitler. How did Hitler ever get there?
Right.
He was fighting Russia. So we were defending Russia by getting in war with Hitler. And then when the war was over, Russia became... Hitler was divided into four parts. The Berlin Wall was put up, separated the Soviet part from France, United States, and England. I ain't know that. Yeah, Berlin Wall. Our nation is going to pay for their corruptness. Remember the Alamo? Yeah, that's when we stole Texas from the Mexicans.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
With all this hero, huh? Native American, you know who they are? People that were here before we got here. Indians. You know where those Indians come from? They came across the northern part. From other parts of the world. And they occupied them. First thing we start doing, we start fighting the Indians. Why? For territory.
Yes, yes.
Good old America. God bless America. The most wicked nation that has ever existed. All in the name of God.
Amen.
They don't know God. So they make their own God. And a guy like me says, hey, the one you ignorantly worship, I'd like to tell you about the one you don't know about. Because they don't know God.
No.
They don't know God.
Hallelujah.
There's only one way you can get to know Him.
Hallelujah.
When He forgives you of your sins. Not the Supreme Court, not the Catholic Church, not even you.
No, only God.
You forgive sins because Christ is in you. That's the Spirit of Christ. If a man don't have the Spirit of Christ, he's not of His. What's wrong with you people? Why do you just harden every time? Get that dumb look off your face. Act like you hurt. My God, woman. Understand God.
Amen. My Lord.
Don't do that again.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless your name.
Back. Even our praises are an abomination. Our prayers. Boy, this prayer room here, what an abomination. What an abomination. Let no man deceive you by any means. for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. So when you first fell, because you no longer believe what you first had revealed to you. And that man of sin being revealed.
Hallelujah.
The son of perdition or iniquity. Iniquity is abounding.
Yes, Lord.
Most of you folks would say, he's a prophet. Or he's God. God's God if he does this, if he does that. And you keep insisting probably he's going to do what he said. Yeah, he's going to do what he said. God's people are being destroyed.
Oh God.
What do we have that's being destroyed? Love. Love. And all we do is question everybody's love. But we never question our own.
Lord.
And God commends his love. See, I recommend to y'all, get this love of God.
Yes, Lord.
Which passeth all knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
Don't like me, do you? No, that's not the problem. I'm as good as any man you ever met. But to love me. Oh, I love him. I love him.
Because he first.
You know, when I finally bought this farm and started buying it, when I bought this tabernacle, you had it in mind? When we fixed up that house over there, the room in the front, who'd have in mind? Caleb? Rachel? Rebecca? Because they could have lived for God right here. You know what, people? You want to live for God? Best place I know.
Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
God will bear one another's burdens. We'll love one another. We'll put up with the people that they put up with us. Well, I work you hard, don't I? Them shows are nice. You know what pleased me about that? All the ones that Rose come running, she says, and she got so excited. She said, boy, that's a good job. She said, would you tell Owen I'll do his sewing for him? And before I had a chance to tell him, she told him. We're going to make it, boy.
Oh, yes.
I am going to a city. And you're going with me.
Hallelujah.
Together again. Finish this, Lord. See, Jackie writes me every day about what's going on and things I've already taught. I let him do it, but he's not telling me nothing.
All right.
I'm not going to give him that authority. There's only one who's going to tell me something. There's only one who's authorized to tell me something. And it won't be you. You got something that's good that I could use? I'll ask you.
Oh, God.
what's next? The revelation of the man of sin.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And the fifth thunder. And I told you, when the fifth thunder sounds,
amen,
the next total free will be quickly. The old light come quickly.
Amen.
You all look at your faces. You're sitting there trying to figure out how to do it. That's right, Brother Starr. Jackie said the New Jerusalem come at the end. That's right. That's when. But for 1,000 years on this earth. See, the New Jerusalem is the bride.
Amen.
He's preparing a place for the bride.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, there's going to be a marriage.
Amen.
And for 100 years, 1,000 years, we're going to have a honeymoon.
Yes.
And then after that, the reality sets in. And the last enemy is going to be old Slewfoot and Oliver, and that great white throne judgment. And we're not going to stand in that judgment. Won't have to. I wish somebody get saved around here. My God, what in the world? When do God no good to pour His Spirit on you? Shut up. Just shut up the heavens for everybody. Little children, except you become converted and become as little children, you shall in no, I don't care how wide you get, I don't care how much money you have, you shall in no wise. The wise were the ones that were ready. Boy, what do you do? I say these words over and over and over. I even told y'all when God told me that to come back up here. 77 days, folks. Not 30. 77. Hey, 77. I even told you how God blessed me so much. He actually moved me from the general population into solitary confinement and gave me my own phone. Hey, prison God? How many prisoners do you see have their own phone? Oh, some have? And they can't even use the prison phone. That's limited too. They gave my own phone.
Yeah.
I dealt with Robert down by the river on that phone when I was trying to help Robert stop screwing up his life.
Oh, bless you.
Okay, Lord. Thank you. Shall we stand? Y'all just do what you want. Just harden up. Well, you're always talking about yourself. You didn't do that? Did Paul do that?
Amen.
Did Jeremiah do that?
Oh, yes,
he
did.
Can you picture Jeremiah saying, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, who the hell are you, Jeremiah? I'm Jeremiah. When are you folk going to repent of that antagonism? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, he's a child molester. He's an idolater. He's a sinner.
Hallelujah.
But who do you say that I am? Where'd you get that from? Isn't this something? Are you willing to answer me? There ain't no way you're going to accept me as the last day prophet unless divine revelation. There's nothing in my flesh. Nothing. Nothing. I don't see God in my flesh. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
Amen.
So So if I do good, it ain't me. Because I'm crucified. You know, this is sad. I'm talking to you people. You ought to look at your faces. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Amen.
All I can say to you is I've watched many presidents. I even told you when God began the final countdown using the president with Mr. Reagan.
All right,
I told you that. I was privy to that. I told you what Mr. Reagan did. He blasphemed. He denied Christ when he got in bed with the whore.
Yes, amen.
He got in bed with the whore. And now is this guy getting in bed with all the whore daughters? What do you think the Bible said, the mother of harlots? The religious system.
Yes.
The Baptist, the Methodist, the organized religion.
Amen.
What's wrong with you? Come out of them.
Amen.
Come out of her.
Yes.
Get out of them whores, them daughters of the whore. Get out of you. You're going to get venereal disease.
Amen.
It's going to affect your thinking, you know.
Amen.
You don't know what venereal disease does? Fix the brain.
Yes.
It attacks the brain.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You never heard AIDS?
Yes.
What does it do? It attacks the immune system, which is controlled by the brain. Isn't this something? I'm talking just as plain as could be, and all I see is a bunch of... It's so hard to understand. The love of money, not money, the love of money is the root. And I told you, one thing God spared me of, the love of women, man, they're everywhere. I could take my pick. Didn't take much to get me going. Why didn't God keep me from that? Why didn't God keep David from seeing Bathsheba? Was she taking a bath? Why? Because he's supposed to take Bathsheba. She's in the... Why won't you folk knock it off? It's inevitable. And I keep telling you, he wouldn't have had to kill her husband. Her husband was a God-fearing man. I'm very convinced that he could have said to Uriah, Uriah, your wife belongs to me. I've got to produce the promised seed, and she's the one chosen to carry it, and I'm the one that's got the seed. Bingo. See, you folk don't buy that, do you?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
See, David pronounced his own judgment. Get out! Get out! Come on, y'all gotta go pee! Generation. He pronounced his own judgment.
Yes.
How, Kevin? Huh? How?
Name is prophecy.
The old prophet walked and said, King David, I want to tell you what's going on in this kingdom. There's a man over there got one little sheep. And the next door neighbor had a whole lot of them. So that guy went over there and took that one little sheep and killed it. And David said, "Who, that man?" "Oh, before the sun goes down, I'll have his head." And the old prophet said, "You're the man." Say, "You would have to kill Uriah. All you had to do is go ask him." And he said, "Here's my wife." See, we can't fathom that, can you? When I told Dennis his wife and children were my charge, he said, "You got them." And he goes, "Let you take charge of me." Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
The prophet actually said, "David, you could have any woman.
Oh, bless you.
But the one you got is the one God wants you to have. And you wouldn't have had to kill her husband to do it." Mr. Trump don't have to make those damage mocking the military. He said all them guys that fought the Battle of Normandy, they were suckers. Said they were cowards. They lost. This comes from my president. Commander-in-Chief.
Hallelujah.
Said all them guys that lost their life over to Afghanistan. Said, "What for? Are you getting paid for it? Bunch of losers. They could have went to college and got a good education, got a job, and they joined the army." This is the way I... He's the one that wouldn't go to war. He hired a doctor who found a spur and disqualified himself for his draft. This is a fake guy. He ain't a man at all. Although he turned out to be a man of sin. I'm on the air, folk.
Hallelujah.
You ought to honor your president. I honor my God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory.
Let him come and bow before me.
Glory to God.
Hey, somebody who got all your contact with Mr. President Trump and all the advisors, tell there's a prophet in South Carolina.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Maybe I'll get you to do that.
My Lord.
You're black, that would help out. And you're a woman, that would help out.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Glory.
He likes women. Yeah, he does.
Glory.
You don't know that?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He don't like real men. He wants them to be like him. And he's not a real man. You shouldn't talk like that about your president. I told you I don't vote, so he ain't my president. I don't vote. I told you for years and years, Christians should not vote. Every preacher ought to say, "Vote, vote." No, no, no. You don't vote. We're not a part of the government of this world. No, 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 no. Oh, but we're patriotic. I'm not patriotic. I got my. I'm a citizen of heaven. Thank God for old John MacArthur. But boy, he's paying the price for that. He ain't no more friend of Mr. President no more. Boy, you people are something. You know if they wanted they could take this land from us just like that. But if it belongs to God, try it. Now the enemy camps all around about us.
Hallelujah.
When that prisoner escaped the other day, did the law ask us they could come on the land? They flooded this place. "I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that." Yeah, a man escaped right over there. The last he was seen was right down over there. Terry saw him. They finally found him.
Yes.
But how many policemen do we have on these grounds? Like an army. Are you folk ever going to wake up? They treated us very kindly. Can we try to wait? We'll help you. We all start looking for it. You know, you people are something else. No matter what I tell you, you got that inbred resentment. Like the time that they were, went around the ground three times. Three times. And I asked the question, what are they doing? They're checking. Then I found out Terry was going right with them. And Eddie. And when I saw that, I said, I better go see how my brother's doing. So I got with Brother Brown.
Yes, sir.
I got with Brother Brown.
Yes, sir.
My big old brother. I got a big brother here. Look at the big brother.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to go see what they're doing with my brothers.
Yes,
so I found them right over there.
True.
I come running up there. The truck was sitting there. And Terry was there. And you were there.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Would you want to go looking for police? Wait. My God. And you could have just seen the. And they haven't bothered us since. I rolled up beside a stand, rolled out a window. I don't brush there. I'm okay. I said, everything okay? He wound that. That's what we're checking. I said, okay. Well, you tell us everything okay. I said, yes, okay. Thank you. And they went on the way. Everything okay, Lord? Well, you tell us. Yes, okay. Boy, you don't know how much he spares you from a good old-fashioned whooping. The rebellious ones, the stubborn ones. They just give you a chance out with a few stripes. Hope it works. I get the message, Brother Brown, you need some socks. He came the other day and said, can we get some socks and underwear? Of course, you see, he has problems because he's big.
Yeah.
Huh? He can't wear your underwear socks. You're too small. But I'm convinced. We're working on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can work on it. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. My Father is omnipotent.
He is.
Keep holding off on talking about the man of sin, because once he is revealed, and I told you, It could be at the end.
Right.
Once it's done, then we'll know where we are in time.
All right.
And that's why it's this election. Because that's why he may cancel it. He continue on. Mr. Roosevelt did it. Mr. Roosevelt, in order to get us in a second war, continued his presidency. He created a war. In fact, this morning, a man says, Mr. Trump's about to get us into a war to cancel the elections.
Hallelujah.
Antichrist capable of that?
Yes.
Given unto to make war?
Yes.
With the saints?
Yes.
Well, if he gets a war, we're going to back him up. The fundamentals. His base. Because they're convinced he's doing right. When there's nothing right about what he's doing. He doesn't do his wife right. He don't do his children right. He don't do his cabinet right. There's no righteousness in him. None.
Amen.
And if you just watch him talk sometimes. Fake news. Fake news. Of course, what you're telling us is not fake, huh?
Hallelujah. Glory.
All my administration, no other administration has done what we've done for the American economy. He's a liar. He's a flat-footed liar. What's the matter? Calling you a little fearful?
Hallelujah.
I told you a long time ago, going to be quite famous hanging around me. When they came and got me, they came on to get you. Jerry told you the other day what they wanted to do. They want to fingerprint all of you and get your identity. Well, how could they do that? You identify with that. Don't we identify with Jesus? Doesn't he identify with us? In his name. His identity. Oh, boy. See, I'm only trying to tell you, the reason I don't want you to come out and say this, because I have to wait until it's revealed. And if somebody else reveals it, then I know he's a prophet. Then I'll give some credibility. Because that's the only way he's going to be revealed. And one thing that's going to be revealed is time. He'll be revealed in his time.
Amen.
And the pattern is Daniel. You ought to look at your deal. I mentioned one little phrase.
Glory.
He's the fourth beast. If he comes out to be the man of sin, he's the fourth beast. And it's remarkable now that he's doing his best to get along with NATO and places like that, but they got to do it his way.
Hallelujah.
They all got kings. King of Spain, King of France, King of Germany, King of Holland, they all got kings. Finland got kings. He's going to rule with 10 kings. Goodbye. God bless you. Go stew in your own rebellion. You just won't budge, and I don't know why. See, and I keep trying to tell you, the way you react affects somebody right next to you. The way you respond affects one in front of you. Because you're all looking out of your eyes. You don't believe me? Shout, Sister Libby.
Hallelujah!
Shout, Sister Libby.
Hallelujah!
That's going to affect you? What do you want to do in that? You know I gotta outshot somebody. You just shout the best you can. Boy, you won't give me no space, will you? Okay. He could give me space though. Space for what? To repent.
Praise God.
Oh, we don't believe you're repenting. I'm not told to repent toward you.
Hallelujah.
I'm not looking for a repentance acceptable to you. If I got it, what would I have? If I please y'all.
Amen.
If I please just one of you.
Not
why don't you quote it? So you won't do it, will you? I'm a servant of the living God.
Amen.
I serve Him.
Hallelujah.
I'm at His disposal. Lord bless you. The time of His revelation is very soon. And my death proves it.
I'm in trouble in my relationship with my wife.